Today is Daf Ches. It's a little shorter, so maybe we have some time. Daf Ches, new Perek. So the prior Perek started dealing with Dinim Me'ilah by Korbanos that were Pasal. And finally, in this Perek, we're going to deal with the Dinim of Me'ilah by actual Kasher Korbanos. Not sure why we start with the Psulim and then go to the Kshavim, but that seems to be the case. So first Korban they're going to speak about is the Chatas Ha'of. So the Chatas Ha'of, which is brought in four or five situations. Number one, someone who violates violates an avera that the violation requires a korban ola v'yorid, and he's a dal and he's poor. He brings a chatas of along with an olas of a yoledes on the day that she completes her tara process, a mitzora on the day that he completes his tara process, and he's dal, he's poor, a zav and a zava on the eighth day to their tahara, and a nazir who's tamei on his eighth day of his tamei. They all bring this chatas of. They also bring along with it an olas of. So chat, except for yoledes, but chatas of. So when does meila take place? Mo'ilin bo, when does me'ila, when does it enter the world of me'ila? That's the word. Mo'ilin bo mishe huk dasha. You can be mo'el, you enters the world of me'ila at the moment that you are matushit, that you sanctified it. Rashi says, mo'ilin bo mishe huk dasha. Rashi adds the word bepeh. Tosas asks, why do I need bepeh? How else are you going to be matush something? He says, mo'ilin bepeh, vafilu im nehene mimena mechayim, even if you get benefit from it while it's alive, Kigon Shemachra, like you sold it, to Hotzio Luchulin, and it went out to Chulin. So Machlokas, whether that actually works out, does it go to Chulin? Because Kachi Kachin doesn't necessarily go to Chulin. Rabbi Yosher takes out those two words. But Chatzos Oaf, the Me'ilas process can begin at the moment that you make it Kodesh. Now, next stage, Nimlaka. If you were molek the chatas ha'of, which is the way you're supposed to kill the bird, so now you don't do shechita, you do maliko with the thumb in the back of the neck. The moment you are malik, you are molek it. So now it has another level of kedusha added to it. Hukshira, it now becomes susceptible lihi pasel b'tvul yom, to become pasel if a tvul yom touches it. Tvul yom was somebody who's tamei. He went to finishing his tahara process, went to mikvah, but he's waiting for sunset. So he's a tvul yom. He's still waiting for sunset for the tahara to be completed. Ubi mechusar kippurim, and it also is now susceptible to tuma if touched by mechusar kippurim. Mechusar kippurim is somebody who's tummy, but one of the tumas that you have to bring for it a korban after the tahara, which is a zav mitzora and you'll let us zav mitzora you let us. And he went to mikvah and the sunset, but he's still not completely tahor until he actually brings his korban the next day. So, what's your molek this chatas ha'of, if can now become susceptible to get tuma if it was touched by tful yom or by mechusar kippurim? Also, after the malika is done, it is now subject to lina. If machlokas and tosos, where the lina is leaning over, are we talking about the blood being left over till the next day, or are we discussing the case of where you left over the meat till the next day? Yeah, with a chatas ha'of, it's difficult, I think, to talk about the meat, because not necessarily. The entire bird, there's nothing that goes on the mizbeach by a chatas ha'of other than the blood. So, and the blood is contained within the blood is contained within the bird, so it's probably one and the same, if you're leaving it over. Fine. Next status, next thing that you do with the chatas ha'of, after you do malika, is that you do what's called a hazah, which is you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. You just basically you take the bird itself and you shake the bird so the blood spurts onto the mizbeach, the lower part of the mizbeach, for the chatas ha'of. So what after was huzah dama, that you did sprinkling of the blood, chayavim alav mishum pigul noser v'tamei. Then you've done the sprinkling appropriately. That's the finishing process. So if you had a pigul machshava during the time of the avoda of the oaf, and you finally do the sprinkling, and then after you do the sprinkling, then the pigul is chal, because in order for pigul to be chal, everything has to be completed by the karban. The last stage is the blood going on the mizbeach, so it could be subject to pigul, it could be subject to nosar. I mean, if someone who ate a kazayis of this meat after the zman of achila, which is yom v'layla, you would be chay for nosar. Meaning, if they didn't do the sprinkle of blood, there wouldn't be a chiv nosar. And there is also a chiyuv of tamei. If you did the sprinkling of the blood, and then somebody was tamei, ate a kazayis from the basar chatas ha'of after the sprinkling of the blood, you'd be chayv kareis, because now you're eating basar kachay kachim with bituma. And the ain bo me'ila, once you sprinkle the blood, then it's Yotzei, comes out from being Kodesh Hashem, because now the entire animal belongs to the Kohanim. It's no, it has a Shas Heter Kohanim, and therefore it is no longer subject to Me'ilah. So the Me'ilah that began at the moment that you Matush it leaves at the moment that you do the sprinkling of the blood, because now it belongs to the to the Kohen, right? Rashi points out the Kevah, the Huzadama, Yishba Heter Kohanim. So Tosos points out is that we just said 2 days ago there was a whole machlokas when it came to the animal of what Heter Kohanim was. Was it Heter Achila, Heter Zrika, Heter Shchita? It's a three-way machlokas. So how does that apply? How does it apply to this case? Right? Rashi said, Tosos says, it's Tosos Diramasal Huzo, which is the second of the wide lines. There are a lot of Tosos from here because apparently the Mishnah is broken up, but the Mishnayos are broken up, but and the Gemara, but Tosos has Tosos on all of the Mishnayos here, so it's not all really here. She says, Huzo Dama, which is the second wide line, Lamanda Amar La'el Heter Achila Lashanino, right? We have three-way machlokas. The guy who said, or the Manda Amar said that in order to have Heter Kohanim means Heter Achila, that works out fine according to our Mishnah. It means sprinkling of the blood, just like there it meant sprinkling of the blood. So to here, it means sprinkling of the blood, right? Manda Amar El Heter Achila Shaninu Ratzalomar Hazza Amamish. It's actual sprinkling of the blood of the carbon Chata Sa'of Shinira Le'achila. Now it's Mutal Achila. All right, what about the Manda Amar said Heter Zrika? The Mandam over there said, what does it mean that it leaves Me'ilah, the Me'ilah world, because it's Heter L'Kohanim? He said it has to have a Heter Zerika. So to here, Ratzaloma Shanir L'Hazos. Here when it says, Huza Dama, it means when it's ready to be sprinkled, which means after Malika. After Malika, it's ready to be sprinkled.
What is that
did
you do?
Hazo,
when did you do Mitzui?
So Mitzui for Rechata Sa'of is done after. We'll get to Mitzui in a moment. Okay. Lamanda Amar Heter Shchita. We're going to Mandamar says Heter Shchita. So what's going on here? Kihechi debayin legabe kachin v'shayach ben kabbalah sheyeh ra'oi lekabel. So the one who said Heter Shchita, he said that Heter Shchita meant that the Shchita was done appropriately because you did the Kabbalah Sadam appropriately. When it comes to the bird, there is no Kabbalah Sadam because you do well with the bird. And you take the bird itself and you use well before the squeezing. You shake the bird to deal with the leftovers. You push, press on, and squeeze. But you're doing with the bird itself. There is no Kabbalah Sadam. So what does he say? So Tosu says, he talks about that the Chatasof also has to be Roy Lahazos. He says in this situation, Shita 2 and Shita 3 basically merge. And what it would mean is as long as you did the Malika appropriately and it's ready to have the blood sprinkled, that's considered Heter Kohanim, and that's when the Me'ilah would leave. But there happens to be a Tosos Yishanim. I don't know why it speaks about it. There's a Tosos Yishanim in Yavamos, and that's Lama Gimel, who quotes in the name of a Rabbeinu Nisanel. I'm not sure we come up so much with Rabbeinu Nisanel. He says, no, he says a big difference. He says that machlokas about Heter Shchita, Heter Zrika, Heter Achila, that only applies by an animal. But by a bird, because there is no Kabbalah and there's nothing else that needs to be done, they all agree that in order for it to be Yotzei, to leave the world of Me'ilah, it has to be sprinkling. So Tosos says the machlokas would apply here as well. The Rabbeinu Nisanel says the machlokas would not apply here, because here when it comes to the bird, everyone would agree, to figure out the lumbus behind that, everyone would agree that it's only Heter Achila. The only time it leaves the world of Me'ilah is if you sprinkled the blood. Okay, this is Tosos Yishanim. Fine. That is the Mishnah. Okay. So now, the Gemara said, get into a little bit of the world of Tumah V'Tahara. So, most items have the Viavos Atum, which is the mace, then you have an Avatum, which is the corpse, Avatum, so it touches the mace, and you have a Rishon, and you have Sheni. When it comes to Truma, we allow the concept of, the Rabbanan is a concept of Shlishi, and when it comes to Kachin, there's a concept of Revi'i. Something that is at a level that can go another level is called Tame. Something that's at the level that can't go another level, it's called Pusel. So by Chulin, Sheni is Pusel. By Truma, Shlishi is Pusel. By Kachim, Revi'i is Pusel, because it can't go any further. But if it can go further, then the code word is Gledz Tame. So the Mishnah said that if you did Malika on the bird, it's Hukshara, becomes Hukshara Li Pusel, to become Pusel by a Tful Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim and Belina. So therefore, so it says it uses the word pasul, which means that if a Tful Yom or Mechus Kippurim touches it, then that bird is only pasul. It means it becomes a revi, basically, in Kachim. It can't go any further. So the Gemara makes that diyuk and says, li pasul in, the chatas that is touched by the Tful Yom, it itself only becomes pasul. avalatmuye lo, but it doesn't become tame enough to project the tumah down any further, because we're saying that the tumah of the tful yom is weak, which makes sense that it's weak, because the only thing he's doing is now waiting for the sun to set. So the tumah of the tful yom is weak, and it doesn't have the ability to make the tumah so strong that it can project even forward. Right? Rashi says, avalatmuye lo, but not to pass it forward. So masnisin mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? What sheet does the author of our Mishnah who says that if a tful yom touches the karbon, it only allows it to become tamei. It doesn't create that the karbon now can pass on tuma further. So the sheet is a rabbanon. It goes in accordance with the sheet of the rabbanon, who we'll see in a moment. The Tanya, because we have the following brisa. Abba Shol says tful yom tchila lekodesh. Abba Shol says a tful yom is, when it comes to kachim, is considered a tchila, which means he's considered a rishon. The Rashi on the bottom says to have a rishon, right? It's a rishon latuma umashve lekodesh sheni, and it makes the carbon into a sheni. The oso sheni oso shlishi revi bekodesh the postal satruma. That sheni would have the power, and this is probably all well. That sheni has the power to make a kodesh, another carbon shlishi, which that shlishi can make another carbon revi. And that sheni has the power to make truma pasul. And Abba Shol gives a lot of power to the tful yom when it comes to truma v'tara. He says it makes it tchila l'kodesh. Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir basically says it becomes that the tful yom is a sheni for everything. It's a sheni. Therefore, metame es kodesh. If it's a sheni, it can be metame the kodesh, which means that the kodesh that touches it becomes a shlishi, uposel as a truma, and it passels the truma. Since it's a sheni, it makes truma shlishi, and then that ends when it comes to truma. Right? Rav Meir Omer, look at the Rashi, metames a kodesh, duhu sheni, umashve the kodesh shlishi. But Chachamim Omerim, the Chachamim say no, when it comes to the tful yom, kashem shehu posel mashke truma, v'ochel truma, just like it only has the power to make truma puzzle, and you can't make the truma tame enough that it can pass truma forward, kachu posel mashke kodesh v'ochel kodesh. So too, it only has the power to make kodesh kachim puzzle, but it can't be matame it. So basically, the tful yom, when the gabe truma, the tful yom is considered a sheni because it can make the truma to shlishi and be done, and the gabe kachim, the tful yom is considered a shlishi to make the next level of revi, which is interesting, right? But Rashi says chachamim omrim. Right, shishem shapasul v'tamuyi lo matame v'hayduk mas nisan. So it doesn't make the kachim tame, which is our mishnah, because our mishnah said it's full yom can that what you do malika the full yom can make the karbon chatas of tame. Can make the chatas of pasul, not tame. So therefore, the mishnah goes according to chachamim. Comes Rava. Rava says no, I can reinterpret and I can say the mishnah follows even the sheet of Abba Shol and Rav Meir, because we're going to say the Mishnah is talking about the Din Midoraisa, and Abba Shol and Rav Meir say their Dinim only Midorabana. We'll see in a moment. Amar Rava, la'Abba Shol, ma'ala asur b'kachim, v'shavina rabbana tful yom karishon. Abba Shol is going to say, no, I admit that min haTorah, the tful yom can only posel the kachim, not make it tame. But he says there was a chumrah that the Chachamim made when it came to kachim, and because kachim are something that we want to be very careful with, the Chachamim made a takana that the tful yom, the gabe kachim, is considered a rishon. So all that tumah that Abba Shol says, that the tful yom is a rishon, and this kodesh, and this chatas oath now becomes a sheni, and it can make something a shlishi, it can make something a revi, that's all midorabanan. That's all tumah derabanan. It's not midoraisa. And Rashi says, Amar Rava la Abba Shol, third line, Abba Shol, Nami da Amar Tchila Kodesh. He also said, "Nami the Amar Tchila the Kodesh the Ka'avi the Kodesheni Midratze Nami Masnis." He also holds like a Mishnah. Devade Tful Yom Midoraisa Pasul Loi Metame. For sure, a Tful Yom Midoraisa can only pasul it. Can't make it Tame. V'Rabban Asumayla BeKachim. They made a din when it came to Kachim to have a Tful Yom Tchila Kodesh. A Tful Yom would be considered a Rishon. Ki Ochel Rishon V'Osheni U'Masnisin Midoraisa Katani De'Enu Elaposel. Our Mishnah, which says that it's posel, is just talking about the din Doraisa. And same thing, the Rabbi Meir ka'ochel sheni, and Rabbi Meir also can say that he says that our Mishnah is talking about din doraisa. But midrabanan, Rabbi Meir said that they made a takana that the tful yom becomes a sheni, and therefore it can make the truma pasul and the kachim tame. Because it's only din doraisa, right? Rashi says, Lord Meir nami mitratzim asnisin. Rashi says The Haidika Amr Mitame Sakodesh to Avli Shlishi Postal Truma, it's Midur Rabbanan. So it's only Midur Rabbanan, the Mishnah's talking about the Din Duraisa. Okay, so why did the Rab? So now we have Abba Shaul and Rav Meir said that the Chamin made a Takana, the Gabi the Tzvoyom, because we were concerned. But the Rabbanan didn't make the Takana, because the Rabbanan never said, the Rabbanan agree with our Mishnah, and they say that our Mishnah means, even the Rabbanan hold this, even Midur Rabbanan, that the Tzvoyom can only make Kachim Pasal, not Tameh. Why don't they have this Takana? Well, they have the so the Rabbanan gave on the Tavol Kolesh Tuma. Rabbanan say, like we said earlier, since the Tzvoyom went to Mikvah, so his Tuma is weakened. Because he's done everything he needs to do. He's completely passive now. He just has to wait for the sun to set. So his Tuma is weaker. So Pasul Mashveh, so we just left it at the Psul, but Tameh Lo Mashveh, but it can't make anything that it touches Tameh. Okay. Next. In the Mishnah, Huza Dama Chayavin. Right, if once you sprinkle the blood, then it says that you Chayavin for Pigal Nosu Tame, and you leave the world of Meila. So the Gemara says you leave the world of Meila. They make a diuk Meila Hudaleka. You only left the world of Meila, meaning if at that time somebody takes benefit of the Chatas Ov, you're not subject to Meila. Aval Isura Ika, but there's an Isser. To take, excuse me, the Isser to have benefit from it. And that seems to be the diuk. Right, which is weird. What do you mean? Why is it usher to, what, for example, to eat it? Why would it be usher to eat it? This is a karban that belongs to the Kohanim. Why is the Mishnah saying it only leaves the world Me'ila? The Mishnah should probably said now it becomes Mutar L'Achila. But by saying it only leaves the world of Me'ila, it seems to indicate, or the diuk that the Gemara is making, is now it's usher to eat. I didn't think that was so, I don't know, I'm not so clear about that. The reason why it says it leaves the world of Me'ila is for consistency's sake, because the Rashi says it enters the world of Me'ila, so we're saying here it leaves the world of Me'ila. But the Gemara, who's smarter than me, is making a diuk. The Gemara is making a diuk and said that it's usher, you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara asks, V'amai, why would you be usher to eat it? Mamona to Kohanim Hu. At that moment, when you do the Shkita, it belongs to the Kohen. And it belongs to the Kohen, let the Kohen do what he wants to do with it. If he wants to sit on it, but really he should be able to eat it, because everything was done correctly. So why would it be asur to achila? Right? Rashi says, after the sprinkle of the blood was done, it's mutter. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chanina says, we saw this a couple days ago also, it's liyotze, where the Mishnah is talking about a case where the bird, I don't know how this works, where the bird went out of the Beis HaMikdash before the sprinkling. Now, I understand how that works when it comes to an animal, because the blood and the meat are separate. Right, the blood's in a cup, and the meat's separate. But the bird, the blood is in the blood. We didn't do squeezing, we're doing the sprinkling first. The blood is in the bird. So I guess the whole bird left the Beis HaMikdash, then it comes back, and then you do sprinkling with it. I guess that's the only way, right? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Liyotze, we're talking about where the bird went out. So the bird went out, so now it has a psul in it. So Rabbi Kiva, and we go according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Zrika Mo Eles Liyotze, the La Basachilihi. So Rabbi Kiva holds that the Zrika that you do, if you have a psul, like Yotze, and you still do the Zrika, that Zrika is powerful enough to remove the Me'ila. So to hear, that Zrika that's done with the bird that went out is powerful enough to remove the Me'ila. But the Zrika is not powerful enough to remove the psul of Yotze. So that's why the Mishnah says that there's no Me'ila, but you can't eat it. That's what it says. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva, he the Amar Zrika Moelos Liyotze, he says, La'afkuye Miyidei Me'ila O L'Sreifa. If you remove it from your Eila, you don't have to burn it. Avala basachilihi. But it's not something that you can eat. So hahazalinami is the sprinkling of the blood of the bird. Mahani lafukim edim Eila. It's enough to remove the status of Eila. Avalahati rayotze bachila. But to permit the bird that went outside to eat, lo mahani. It doesn't work. Vahainu de kadayik avalisuri ika de la basachilihu. And that's why he makes the deal that it's usher to eat, even though it's not considered Eila. If you do what? Then you violate an Isser. What happens if you do something wrong? You violate an Isser.
Okay, but it's not
Mila. No, that's what the Mishnah says. It's not Mila, but it's, you're not, but you're eating Yotze, which is not allowed. Okay. Okay, so now, we had mentioned before, and it was both two people mentioned that, when it comes to the Chata Sa'of, after you do Malika, right, you squeeze the hold the bird, and you sprinkle the blood on it. That's called hazah. But after then, there's also this concept of mitzoy. Mitzoy means pressing the bird on the mizbeach, and the leftover blood drips out. So what's going on? If you had this concept of mitzui, so then the heter, that's the final process. Why are we talking about hazah? So the Gemara brings a machlokas, says whether or not mitzui is ma'akev or not, whether mitzui is necessary. Maybe mitzui only means if there's leftover blood, you do the mitzui. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, mitzui, pressing the bird under his back to squeeze out the remaining blood, mitzui chata sa'of, eina ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, it's only, right? Rashi says, eina ma'akev, the last Rashi of the short lines, eina ma'akev, the keva de husa, once you do the sprinkling, afal pi shelo mitzah, even though you don't do the pressing, nasis mitzvaso, it's done, nasis mitzvaso, v'yatsa midei mi'ila, and that's when you leave the world of mi'ila, v'chayavim v'shem nosotame, v'yatsa nami, yidei chovaso, the eina ma'akev para, and you yotza your chiyuv, mitzvah is done, but it's not, it's if you don't do it, but yeah, but it's mutter, v'tani rav, who's a dama. So according to Rav, when the Mishnah says it's yotza de mi'ila, the Mishnah really, like our Girsa says, it talks about, it says huza. It says huza, that's the demarcation line, that's the line. Rav Ada Bar Ava argues, and he says, Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav says, mitzui chatas of ma'akev. No, the mitzui is ma'akev, like you were saying. The mitzui is part and parcel of the karban. He didn't finish the process until he did mitzui. But Tani Rav, mitzah dama. So Rav's going to have to change the gears in our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says, who's a dama? He's going to change the gears in the Mishnah to say, mitzah dama. Because that's going to be the line, that's going to be the line that separates from the Ila and not from the Ila. So Tashma, the Gemara is going to try to bring Raya now to Rav Ada Bar Ava. This is interesting, side point. Don't do this that often. We have time. So it seems what you say over here, that according to the second Manda Amar, that mitzui is ma'akev, which would indicate that in order to get the kapara to be done, the process to be done, you have to do mitzui. And that's when you get the kapara, and that's when you're done, and that's when it would leave me'ila. But the Rambam gives us like a split psak. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Kabbonos in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, he holds like Rav Ada Bar Ava that mitzui is ma'akev. Nevertheless, in Hilchos Me'ila, he paskins that it leaves the role of me'ila by the sprinkling, by the hazah, which seems to be a split psak, because, I mean, obviously he holds it, it's not Haba Hatalia, which is an interesting thing on the Rambam. There's a whole Reb Chaim on that, which I didn't understand. Okay, so I'm honest. So Tashma.
So if you have a pickle thought before you have done the squeezing.
Right.
Then
what?
You're not.
Is the mitzui ma'akev, then it's part of the avoda.
Then
piggles, it's susceptible to piggle all the way through that. And I would say, so if it's not part of the avoda, then the piggle ends at the sprinkling.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Tashma. Let's bring a raya. Okay. The pasuk says about the sprinkling of blood of the chatas oath. The pasuk says v'hiza midama chatas akim mizbeach. You sprinkle from the blood of the chatas onto the wall of mizbeach, and then it says v'hanishar ba'dam, and the leftover of the blood that's in the bird yimatse el yisod hamizbeach. You press onto, so it falls down to the base of the mizbeach. Chatos hi, chatsi. So chat, it becomes. It seems the shot of the pasuk seems to be chatos hi is when after you do the mitzvah, after you do the pressing, which seems to indicate that the mitzvah is pretty important. So bishma lo ravada baraba haino deksiv anisha b'dam yimatse chatos hi, that the blood is chatos hi. So that's why you have to do it. However, el Rav Huna my v'nishar. According to Rav Huna, who says that mitzvah is not ma'akev, why does it say that you? Why does the pasuk say that you have to press the blood on? You have to press the bird to press the and have the mitzvah, and that creates the chatos. What does that mean? So he says because the time to be Rabbi Shmuel, because he learns like the shita of the brisa of the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel that says the pasuk means she'im nishar, if there is left over, then you do the pressing. But if there's not left over, you don't have to do the pressing. It's not ma'akev. Don't have to be careful about that. But it says chatas hi. He says, am I chatas hi? Chatas hi is talking about the resha. Chatas hi, when does it become a chatas? It becomes a chatas when you do the hazah, not when you do the mitzoy. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to ask from this, on this, from the korban mincha. So just get back into a korban mincha. When korban mincha is, once you put the shemen, and you have the flour, you put the shemen and the levona on top of the flour, then you do kmitza, right? The kohen takes the three-fingered handful from the solas and the shemen, right? And he puts the kmitza on, he puts the kometz on the end of levona on the mizbeach. after they put the komets and the lavona on the mizbeach, the leftover part of the mincha that wasn't taken off, that can be eaten to male kohanim, like kachakachim, they can be eaten by male kohanim. Now the Gemara said, we just said that v'hanishar v'damimotze means if there is leftover. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Rav Ashi, Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi, El Meyata, if what you're saying is true, that when we say the words v'hanishar v'damimotze, that means that only after you sprinkle there, that there is left over, but the mitzvah itself is not ma'akev, what about by mincha? By mincha we have similar language. It says, v'hanoseres, what's left over, v'hanoseres min ha-mincha la'aron levon of kachay kadosh ha-mishay shem, ha-chinamish im nitosar. The Gemara is saying, does that mean that by the korban mincha, when it says v'hanoseres, that also means if there happens to be left over in the pot after you do the kmitza, that becomes eaten? Gemara says, klichitem ha-chinamish, what's the big deal? Yeah. You do the kmitza. If there has been anything left over, that becomes eaten. The Gemara says that can't be. The hatan, because the halacha is by the korban mincha, if at any point in time the leftover is missing, right, no one's taking the full amount in their fist. The idea being that you take the Gemara is asking, well, if you take the fistful, put it on the mizbeach, and by the time you put it on the mizbeach, that other what's left over disappears somehow. So then, no big deal. The hanoseres, whatever's left over gets eaten, but that can't be because the halacha by the korban mincha is, if the leftover after the kmitza goes missing, the korban's pasul. So how can you tell me vanoseres means if there happens to be left over? You're saying vanoseres means if it happens to be left over by the bird. Vanoseres is also means if it happens to be left over by the mincha. By the mincha, that can't be the rule. He says vahatanya misalta umishamna akolu v'nasa prat shechasra salta v'chasra shamna v'chasra levona. It comes to exclude those cases. You can't bring the komets on the mizbeach if there isn't left over. So how can you tell me vanoseres means if there's left over? By the mincha, it has to be left over. The Gemara says, Amri hasam siv vanoseres pra yuseira. See, up there, it says Noseres twice. Right. There, it says Noseres twice. So therefore, it says, because it says Vanoseres min Michal Aravanov, and it says Vanoseres min Mena Yochal Aravanov. And since it says Vanoseres, they make a lima that you have to be left over, and not left over from the leftover, meaning that there has to be leftover of the Mincha in order to be eaten, but by the blood, he's in a hole that if there's leftover, you do the pressing of the blood to do the meat. So if there's no leftover, you don't have to do the pressing.
Trying to compare the mitzvah, it's only particular to birds. There's nothing equivalent to animals. So
right.
They're trying to
be
equivalent in mincha.
No, they're equating the definition of the word. That's what they're trying to equate. Not the right. It's not even the exact word. Like, but I hear your point. It says by the mincha it says v'hanoseres, and by the by mitzvah it says v'hanishar. It's a different word, but they're trying to compare the words. Okay. Try to get to the Mishnah, right? We have time? Yeah. Okay. Make it slow. Okay. So, somebody will be happy. So the Gemara is now going to ask on Rav Huna. Again, what did Rav Huna said? Rav Huna said that the mitzui is only, again, the pressing of the blood after the sprinkling, the pressing of the bird, that mitzui is only, it's not makiv. If you don't do it, you still get the kapara from the bird. So, masiv avua de Shmuel de Rav Huna. So Shmuel's father asked Rav Huna. Echad chata sa'of, vi echad ola sa'of. Both when it comes to the chatas of and the olas of, shem melakon, that you did melika, umitza daman, and then you pressed the blood. This goes to your question, I believe. Umitza daman with a machshava of chutzlim koman. So you did. You have a machshavas chutzlim koman, or maybe chutzlim mano, right? It's chutzlim koman. It's pasul. The korban becomes pasul. The ainbo kares, and there's no kares. But if at the time you do the mitzoy, you have a machshava of chutzlim manon. You have a machshava of pigol. Pigol, the chayavin Allah have kares. It becomes pigol and you chayav kares. Katani miyas, again, this is your question. Katani miyas, mitzah daman. It says that you were mitzah daman. Mitzah daman, and therefore, and what, and you still have these machok, you still have these machshavos, it's going to work. But if mitzah daman is not ma'akev, why should having a puzzle thought during a non-essential avoda, avoda with a lowercase ayin, why should it have any impact? I think that's the question, right? Rashi says, "Katani miyas mitzah dama, alma." It's like the sixth short line. Alma de mitzui dami ma'aki b'chata sa'of. Horu matzi mifalgabo kimo b'hazah. Since you can, the Gemara says, "No, who mosivla, who mifarikla?" He asks the question and he answers the question. Let's study katani to the sides. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dishem malkan mashma atarvayu achata sa'ofa ola sa'of. The Braisa here says two things. It says you're molek and mitzah daman. So what the answer is that the malika part of the Braisa applies to both applies to chata sa'of and ola sa'of. Right? Rashi says because the ola sa'of of the mitzvah is for sure important. This is Rashi again. Shemalaka mashma atarvayu chata sa'ofa ola sa'of. Umitzah daman lo kai ela ola sa'of. The lesbe haza, and this is a very important fact, the chata sa'of, right, has the sprinkling and the pressing. The ola sa'of only has the pressing. So that's clearly ma'ake by the ola sa'of. So they're going to answer that this brisa says, when you have a pigel machshava by malika, that applies to both the chata and the ola sa'of. When you have a pigel machshava by the mitzoy, that only applies to the ola sa'of. It doesn't apply to the chata sa'of, right? That's where we continue Rashi. Umitzah daman lo kai ela ola sa'of, the lesbe haza. If you didn't have a pigel machshava by the sprinkling, lo matzi mefag b'mitzui, you can't do pigel by the mitzui because the mitzui ain't a ma'ake. Because the mitzui is not going to be. It's not.
But the olas of
the mitzui for sure is an uppercase ayin.
Right. That's the one because there's
nothing else. By the chatas of we have this machlokas whether it's uppercase or lowercase. Yeah. Okay. So we will stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.